Awareness, wisdom must be present. Must we have a right view. Everything is nature. Experience is the experience, object is the object. Don't forget to think as a nature, there's a nobody there. If in the mind any defilement is present, the mind is not relaxed. Some craving, aversion is present, the mind is not very relaxed and very peaceful. So check your state of mind, there is any expectation have or not. Just simply stay in the present moment. We are not going anywhere. We are not trying to get anything. We just recognizing the process. Don't forget to think yogi job. Yogi job is a very simple. Yogi job is only three things. First, we need to think as a nature, any experience arising. We need to think the right way. We need to think as a right view. our body is a physical process and mental process. Have. We need to think as a nature about this process. Nature means there is nobody there. Nature means there are cause and there are effect happening, the process happening. Seeing process is nature. Hearing process is nature. There is an object, there is a contact, there is a consciousness happening. Because of conditioning, because of cause and effect, the process happening, that means nature. Nobody seeing, nobody hearing. Seeing processes happening, hearing processes happening. That means nature. We need to think as this body and mind is a nature. We should not think as a personal. We want to understand this nature. That's why we are watching this process. Physical process also happening itself. Mental process also happening itself. Its cause and its effect is happening. But we think we don't understand in the reality. We believing it is me, the body is me. This four element belong to me. That's why we are talking about I'm hot, I'm cold. Rupa is a rupa, rupa is a nature. This four element is a nature. The mind also. This consciousness also. Feeling, perception, the volition. This process also would be a believing. This is I am me, I am knowing, I am feel. I want to do this, I want to do that. My memory is good. So we are believing this process, the mental process also me. Actually the mind also, they do their job. The mind has many functions happening. Knowing mind, knowing the object, feeling also, feel the object. There is a different activity and different function in the mind. The mind also nature. The mind is nowhere. The mind cannot see. The mind is nowhere. The mind is no color, no shape, no form, no solid. We cannot see the mind. But we can feel, we can know the mind is happening. We should not find the place. Where is the? We should not find the place to the mind. The mind is nowhere. But we can know this is happening or this is doing. We can recognize this is happening, the knowing is happening, pay attention is happening, thinking mind is happening. Feeling is happening. They are always changing. You cannot hold the stop the mind. The mind is happening and gone. Very fast, very quick. So we don't know the mind nature. We believe in this is the mind is me. I am meditating. Actually, the mind is meditating. The meditating mind is happening. That's why awareness is not all the time present. Sometimes lost, sometimes come back, arising again. So fast, so quick, the mind process is very fast. But we don't know the mind process, then we believing the mind is solid, the mind is me. Me and mind is the same. So we must know this nature. Physical process and mental process are nature. So we must think as a nature this experience. We can aware our experience. We can recognize the experience happening. So we need to think every experience is nature. We are the nature. So we must have this right view first. So this is another idea. There's nobody there. So first yogi job is a thing as a nature, the process. Second, be aware of the, be mindful and be aware. In the present moment, we are recognized that this process. And that, we maintain the awareness continuously. Meaning we are cultivating the awareness continuously. Also, the continuity awareness is a learning. So, very simple, yogi job is only three things. First, we must have a right view. Second, be aware that to maintain the awareness. So, right view is a wisdom and awareness. And maintain the awareness is effort. It's a right effort. So, really, awareness, wisdom, and effort is working. Right effort is maintain the awareness moment by moment. Right effort means is patient, perseverant, not give up again and again and again, trying to maintain the awareness present and present. Present moment is now. All the time the now is happening. After now, after now. We are not doing too much. Just being aware. Be the present moment. object, the meaning of object is being known. Something known by the mind. The mind can know the object. Object is being known. There's two things, being known and knowing or aware. The meaning of mind is, we said, we have a concept about the nama, the meaning of nama. The meaning of mind is, can know, can think, and direction to the object. So meaning is, the meaning already, the meaning of mind is knowing, can know. The mind can know the object. Automatically, this is a nature. We don't need to force to know the object. The mind already know the object. Also, the mind can think. That's why thinking all the time happening. So you should not stop the thinking. Thinking is the nature of the mind. We need to understand the mind is become nature. The mind, they do their job and finish. And next, new mind is arising all the time. Every experience is always new. We cannot experience two times the old one. The reality is happening and rising and passing away. After passing away, he never come back again. That's why the process always changing and always new. If you think this is an old one, this is a become concept. Memory is, we think memory is a past, but memory mind is a present. Story is a concept. A story is a concept. The mind is a reality. The story must be past or future, memory or planning, but the mind is always new. Sometimes memory come back, we reset again and again, but actually the memory mind is arising, is new. But topic is, storyline is the same because of concept. Reality mind is always new. So what the mind is attention to the concept or reality. If you have no wisdom, the mind pay attention to the only the concept. That's why people, there are a lot of emotion arising. There is somebody there, me or somebody, who and what. So the mind pay attention to the concept, the defilements can arise. If you have a wisdom, that you understanding the nature about the mind process, there is a wisdom in present. There is no defilement there. Memory mind arising and gone, rising and gone, finish. The mind is always neutral, need equanimity. Because of wisdom, the mind is equanimity. The mind is not shaking, not happy, not sad, because understanding is present. So what your mind attention to the concept or reality? Reality is a wisdom object. Concept is a definite object. When your mind have a definite, they always pay attention to the concept. When your mind is a wisdom present, the wisdom pay attention to the reality. We must understand both sides. What is a concept, what is a reality. so we can recognize the mind is happening. Knowing mind, intention mind, feeling, thinking, perception, the many functions of the mind. So we need to know our thoughts. The thought is a mind. Thought also have many levels. Gross level and subtle level. Subtle level, the thinking is inner monologue or dialogue, always talking. We must interest in the reality process. We are more interested in learning about the reality process, nature. Reality is the mind can directly, the mind direct, the mind can know its nature. For example, we try to aware of the taste when we are eating. The mind can directly know the taste. This is a reality. Sweet, sour, bitter, salty. The taste is direct and the mind can direct know. But banana, vegetable, chicken, pork, this is not. It is concept. The mind is thinking. Thinking the concept. You cannot direct know the chicken. Chicken is thinking. The taste is real. You can directly can experience hot, taste, sweet, sour, hardness, softness. This is a reality. So what the mind is attention, concept or reality? one object, knowing one mind, one knowing mind. If you recognize two objects same time, there's a two knowing mind. If you know the three objects, there's a three knowing mind, the different mind, different object, different mind. Not only the same mind is knowing many objects. Many objects, many mind. Hearing and hearing consciousness is different. Seeing consciousness is different. But you can experience the same time. If you don't know the where is the mind, then you cannot aware the mind. Sometimes people are looking for the mind, but the mind is happening all the time. So where is the mind? Knowing is the mind, paying attention is the mind, thinking is the mind, feeling also in the mind function. Process in the process of the mind. Perception, volition, intention so if you know you are aware or pay attention knowing you know the mind if you know your feeling happening then you know the mind if you know your thoughts then means you know the mind If you know you want to, you have an intention, the intention is the mind. Then you can watch this process, is happening. You know your mental feeling. Just know, just aware this process, this happening. So you have a lot of experience. You need a lot of experience and practice. A lot of practice make mind more understanding how to watch the mind. The mind is nowhere, no form, no shape, no color. So you must a lot of experience, a lot of need to be experienced. So again, practice again and again and again. Aware again and again and again, then slowly the mind understanding how to watch the mind. Try to aware the thinking, try to aware the feeling. When you're hungry, the stomach is hunger. Hunger sensation, hot sensation is happening in your body. That time the mind also intention to eat, want to eat. The body sensation and want to eat is very different. Hunger sensation is in the stomach. Want to eat, intention is in the mind. Body and mind very not the same, but the mind is nowhere. You can know, you can feel how much intensity you have, how much you want to eat, a little bit or too much. You can feel the intensity of intention, wanting, very hungry, very want very. Strong or weak, you can feel the intensity of intention. That's you can know, not very difficult, but a lot of practice. To watch the mind, to know the mind again and again and again. Every time you aware of your thinking, your intention, and slowly the mind understanding how to watch the mind. The mind is like a river. We said the river is one, but in the river, many water flowing. The mind also like this. Many mind is happening like a flow. the mind is like a stream, very quick, very fast and flowing. But the mind has many functions, different job, different function. But happening in the mind, are you recognized? Awareness present? Are you sure awareness present? If you recognize the awareness, the mind can see clearly. If the mind can recognize the awareness present, if awareness lost also immediately, the mind can recognize. Awareness and not awareness is very different. So meditation time is all the time. Anytime, anywhere, not forget yourself. And interest. Every action, every mental action, physical action, vava action, you must recognize, you must aware. Just interest about yourself. What are you doing? Why you are doing this? There is some reason happening in the mind. Do you know or not? The process is happening all the time. Are you recognized or not?